My name is Mick, and I'm the team leader. If you're new here, welcome to you. If you're a new student, you are very, very welcome. If you're a returning student, you are very, very welcome. Theme tonight is this: we are kindness. We're going to look at the theme of being kind. And Tom spoke about this this morning. So morning and evenings in the autumn term, we're covering the same passage, and we're looking at the early chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, which for those who, if you don't read the Bible very often, it's the beginning of the church. So we're looking at what we can learn of how the church began then and what we can do now to kind of mirror what they were doing. And so we're doing morning and evening, the same passage, different speaker, and then in the new year in January, we do a different theme in the morning and a different theme in the evening. So we're looking at Acts chapter 3 tonight. It'll be on the screen, and there's some Bibles in the corner if you want one. But we're trying to encourage people to bring their own Bible or get it on their phone. You get plenty of free apps on your phone, Bible apps. So we're encouraging people to bring their own Bibles or so they can read rather than having a Bible in the chair in front of you. So Acts chapter 3, the first two chapters of Acts of the Apostles are, well, let's put it this way. Jesus has died. He's come back to life. He's gone to heaven. He's been ascended into heaven. He sends the Holy Spirit. It comes on these guys, these men and women, on the day of Pentecost, and it all kicks off. It's all kicking off in Jerusalem. There's all kinds of stuff happening, and people are getting all kind of like, wow, what is happening here? And this guy, Peter, who's the head man of this new community called the church. They don't call them the church yet. These are just a community, the Jesus community. And he and his friend John, they must have been very tired after the day of Pentecost. The Spirit comes on the streets. They're speaking about Jesus. They're preaching about Jesus. 3,000 come to faith, as we heard last week with Bryony. They start to meet in people's homes and in the kind of temple courts, and they're sharing food. And they must have been, you know, really tired, these people. And so when we get to Acts chapter 3, they're having a break and they're going to church. They're thinking, I'm going to have a break. I'm going to the prayer meeting. So this is where we pick it up, okay? Acts chapter 3. One day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Peter and John, at the same time, there was a man crippled from birth being carried up. Every day he was set down at the temple gate, the one named Beautiful, to beg from those going into the temple. So they get into the church door, and there's a beggar outside the door, crippled man, been there for years. Everybody knew him. They knew his name. He made his living begging at the door. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for a handout. Be show of hands if you've been in the city and you've seen people begging, not just putting a ball there, but saying, could you give me some money? They've actually said, could you give me some money? Just give me a show of hands if you've come across. Yeah. People now, those begging actually say, could you spare me some change? Could you give me some money, please? And so he asked them for some money. So Peter, with John at his side, looked him straight in the eye and said, look here. He looked up, expecting to get something from them. So this, Peter and John stop on their way into church and actually look at this guy, and he thinks, I'm in some cash. And Peter says, look here, looks him in the eye. Tom was saying this morning that eyes are the window of the soul. So he's looking into this guy, and they're looking at each other. There's a connection. And the guy who's begging thinks, cracked it, some cash. Going to get some money off these two. Aha. Well, he goes on to say this. Peter said, I don't have any money. I don't have a nickel to my name. This is a Message translation written by a man called Eugene Peterson, who is American. It's an American term, a nickel, which means I haven't got any money. I don't have a nickel to my name, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. He grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up, and in an instant, his feet and ankles became firm. He jumped to his feet and walked. So he doesn't give him any money. He prays for him, and the guy gets up and walks away. The man went into the temple with them, walking back and forth, dancing and praising. This guy goes into church, so they pray for him, he gets up, he gets healed, his legs get made well, and he joins them in the church, celebrating. Everybody there saw him walking around praising God. They recognized him as the one who sat begging at the temple's gate, beautiful, and rubbed their eyes, astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing. The next verse goes on, which I've not put on there, goes on saying that this guy went up to Peter and John and gave them a big hug. This guy was definitely tactile, wasn't he? That word means liked hugging people. But then again, wouldn't you if you'd just been healed? Wouldn't you if some kind of this amazing thing had happened to you in your life? Now, what is actually happening here? Well, let's have a look at this. Here's Peter and John at the gate, beautiful. And this is the Raphael's painting in the V&A in London. It's a great painting. And so he's depicting Peter and John at this temple gate. And you may not see it from there, but actually this guy is withered. And by leaning on the pillar, he's withered. His legs are all bent. It's a great depiction there. And what's happening here is this. Obviously, when we look at this, there's a healing. The guy gets healed. I think that's pretty obvious, if we believe what's in the Bible. He gets restored. And in the Bible, the word for healing is the same word for being saved in the language of the Bible. And so he gets healed. His legs get better. But he gets saved by God from one life to another life. There's a miracle happened here. This is interesting because, again, in the Bible, the word for that they use, well, in Latin, the word for miracle means wonder. It's a kind of something that happens where you go, oh, wow, you know? It's like, it's a miracle. It's amazing. Like Sheffield Wednesday have scored a goal. Wow. That don't happen very often at all. Wow. But in Greek, which is the language the Bible was written in the New Testament, the word miracle means sign. So it's like guy gets healed. Wow, it's a miracle. But then it's a sign pointing. And signs point you to something. There's something else happening here. It's something to do with faith, which means trusting in God. So all these people who saw this must say, what's happening here? This guy, his legs, he's got into the church, giving it the old, what's all happening here? It's God. Yahweh's turned up. It's this guy, Jesus. He's like, what, the rabbi who was killed? Yeah, well, they start this new community. You know, do you remember, it was all kicking off the other week. They did something with him and he's walking around. Wow, maybe God is real. So all this is happening, but actually the heart of this passage, which we're just going to look at briefly now, the heart of this passage is this, kindness. The heart of this passage, as we'll see, is kindness. Now this is a depiction. Kindness means to be, well, you know what kindness means. I hope you do. But actually, that's what it looked like then. What does kindness, I want you to move now 2,000 years to now, back from this Bible passage. What does it actually look like? Because that's what I'm going to look at the rest of this little talk. Kindness sometimes is difficult when people don't want it. The key is being kind and pressing on, even when people initially don't receive your kindness, which we'll see. This is the heart of this story of the healing of the guy and the gate beautiful. Pause. I want you to think of a time somebody's being kind to you, all right? In two ways. One, when you were at school. Some of you still are, okay? Think about it. Who was kind to you? Those of us slightly older. A time at school when kindness was shown to you, and then a time after your school days. I hope you could remember some. It's good to remember when you've received kindness. And when I was doing this, preparing this talk, I was thinking of teachers a long time ago now when I was at school who showed great kindness to me. And I didn't realize at the time. At the time, you sometimes don't realize, like Mr. Fredrickson, that somebody's trying to be kind to you. And actually, the video, the movie Up is a great movie because kindness wins through in the end and softens the old guy's heart. But, you know, when I was at school, I had lots of teachers who were very kind to me. And then when I started work, I can remember my first week at work. I used to work as an engineer for BT. It was horrendous. I had to get up early. I mean, I had to get up. I'd get up in the morning and, get to work for 8 o'clock. I mean, I thought I'd died. I thought, this can't go on forever. And then I kind of had a moment on the bus going into work, into town. It was dark, it was January, and it was raining, and it was awful. And I got then a 20-minute walk from the bus station to where I worked, to the depot. And I remember thinking, I don't know. And then when I got there, I had no idea what I was doing. I did all the wrong things. And then an older guy, an engineer, took me under his wing and said, just follow me around, and I'll show you what to do. Well, I'll show you what not to do. And often I would, in meetings, I'd be looking at him and I would about to do something and he'd go. And when we stood listening to other people, I would stand up and he'd go. So I used to stand next to him and sit next to him. And once or twice I was going to put my hand up like that and he'd go. And so his kindness kept me the job. And so I'm sure all of us can remember times of kindness in our lives. And I want to show you this guy here. I think this is on. Yeah, it is. It's a guy called Steve Shogren. He runs a church in America called Cincinnati Vineyard. And he started small, about 20-odd people. There's now thousands in the church. And he says it's a church which was built on kindness. He's a great speaker and have great music and worship. And actually, at the heart of the church is kindness. And he wrote a book called Conspiracy of Kindness. And it's an amazing read. And I thought I'd show you just a few examples of the kindness shown through the ministry of this church. And this one here, these are real incidents. I've put these on the slide here. So this is a homeless guy, somebody from his church walking past and saw this homeless guy reading the same book week after week after week after week. Just got the same book. And so stopped and talked to this guy and, do you like reading? Yeah. And so what he decided to do, this guy, next time he walked past, he sort of, everybody's thinking, oh, he bought him another book. He bought him a Kindle and downloaded numerous books on it. Now my wife said to me was, where did he charge it up? I don't know the answer to that one. And the act of kindness, though, is amazing. Here's another one. This is amazing. And these are some paramedics who will call out to a man who had a heart attack while clearing his drive of snow. And so they took care of him, took him to hospital. And what they did, when they finished their shift, they went back to his house and cleared his drive of snow. Now, that's a simple act of kindness. They could have just gone home after a long shift. I think that's amazing, that one. This one here, this is a dry cleaners. I'll read it. If you are unemployed and need an outfit clean for an interview, we will clean it for free. So that's a dry cleaners who would dry clean your clothes if you've got an interview you can't afford one. I love this one as well. This is a hairdresser, well-known in the city, Christian guy. And on Fridays, went to give free haircuts to all the homeless people he saw. Top of the range haircuts. Everything. Product, you name it, they're getting it. And I just thought that was very, very moving indeed. This one here. This was a man who saw this homeless lady with no shoes. So he took his shoes off and gave his shoes to her. Just a simple act of kindness. This one I had to put on. This is the Memphis Cleaning Company. who wanted to cheer the kids up in the Memphis Children's Hospital. And so they decided to dress up as superheroes and clean the windows as superheroes. And it caught on, the bus caught on. This is now a worldwide phenomenon. And it's happening in Melbourne, in London, in all kinds of cities around the world, where window cleaners in children's hospitals, and also people going into hospitals, service people, taking food in, just dress up as superheroes or clowns or whatever it is to cheer up the children. A simple act of kindness. One more, I couldn't resist one. This is a Russian firefighter who put a fire out, and actually the person said, "My cat is still in there." And so battled back into the building against the fire to find a cat, because she loved her cat. I don't think the cat was that impressed when you kind of... That cat looks as though it needs to go to that hairdresser who's giving free haircuts. So that's a true story. So simple acts of kindness which have generated so much, just so much goodness around. And this is what he said. Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. And this church has, over many years, has done this kindness. We have something called Love Sheffield, which will be coming out again sometime in the near future around Christmas. Well, we just go out and give kindness out on the streets, along with mince pies and coffee and stuff like that. But just think what we could do if we all engage with this. Yeah, but I've got my life to get on, Mick, and I've got a course to do, and I've got school, and I've got a job to do. Oh, get over it. Get over it. We can all spend a bit of time doing a bit of kindness in some way. You know, we've done free water bottles on campus. We've... free hugs. That was a great one we did that year. Free hugs. That was awesome. On the outside the Students' Union. People coming out. Just, do you want a free hug? The amount of people were queuing up for free hugs. So it's guys from students from our church who give him free hugs. I mean, how good is that? And you'd think, it's so embarrassing. Nobody's going to want a hug. Loads of people queued up for a hug. Now, it is important who's giving the hug. You know, there are some people, you are not born to give hugs. You were born to do something else. But some people are huggers. You know what I mean? I'll not go into the detail. But we could do that. What could we do? How could we change a situation? Another way is that we've done, and this is a great one, Mondays when you're in the workplace, Mondays are like Mondays. Oh, got the whole week. Take some donuts into work. Take some homemade biscuits in to work. Well, I'm not very good at cooking biscuits. Well, go and buy some. Warning, do not buy kind of cheap biscuits. You know, get some decent biscuits and take them into work. Take a flower in and put in a plant pot every now and again. Do the wash all the coffee mugs up in the communal kitchen. Tidy the office up. There's all kinds of ways. In our inner spirit, it goes, yeah, but we employ people for that. Yeah, I have too much to do in my life. I think Peter and John had a lot to do. They were leading a worldwide revival called the church. They stopped and they showed kindness to a guy. And then what happened was God turned up. When you take the donuts in, God turns up. When you give the free water bottles away, we'll provide the water bottles. You don't have to buy them. God turns up. Simple acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. This is somebody who knew something about kindness. Who's that? Mother Teresa of Calcutta said this. Three things in human life are important. Write this down on your hand if you've nothing else to write on. This is really important. It's very complicated but important. This is it. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind. So I think she's trying to say, just be kind. Because she says this, let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, your eyes, your smile. Now here's a check and a balance, and here's a challenge to the church. sometimes Christians look so flipping miserable. They look like they've lost £1 million and found 10p, and that 10p was stuck in some dog doo. Right? For those of you who are from the South, that's dog poo. Okay? It's kind of like, we look so miserable. You ever going to church and it's like, so miserable. Hi, I'm a Christian, can I pray for you? You know, we were on the moor, Trisha and I, on Friday, on day off doing some shopping, and there were some Christians out there strumming a guitar, and there were people giving leaflets out. You know, you see them? It's like a church giving leaflets out. And Trisha said, the first thing I saw on the leaflet was, in big letters, sin. Sin. Like, have a leaflet, sinner. I thought, she had to hold me back. Come here. Who are you? Slap, 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 slap. Smile. Life's good. You're a sinner. I know I am. But Jesus has saved me. Get over it. Go and have a coffee. You know, it's kind of like so intense. Christians are so intense. And it's like, oh, does my head in. That's why there's nobody in the church. If you're a Christian, you are the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face. Smile. Kindness in your eyes. And kindness in your smile. Right, so a little check here now. Okay, on three, we're all going to smile. All right. Now, some of you, this is going to be very difficult because, as Ken Dodd used to say, your chuckle muscles have got all hardened up like that. Okay, why not? So we're going to have a smile on three. I'm going to see what your, no training, you're having no training. This is your natural, in-the-moment smile. Okay? Okay, on three. One, two, wait for it. Three, I said, not two. Some people are going early. You will be disqualified. Okay. One, two, three. Okay, you can smile now. Okay, you are smiling. Okay, that's all right. It's okay. Some of you are very good. Very, very good. Some of you are saying, this guy's an idiot. I don't care. Smile. You're a Christian. You're the smile of God. Somebody once said this. Smile at everyone you meet because you don't know what burdens they're carrying that day. We once gave some stuff out on the high street doing a Love Sheffield. Got a fantastic email from this lady. Said some of your students, some of your young people stopped and gave us a chocolate and a little card and said they'd pray for us and anything we need prayer for. And in that moment, my heart lifted. I just had news that I got cancer. And my whole world fell apart. And I came out of the co-op. I was walking, I didn't know what to do. And then these three young people said, hi, would you like a free chocolate? We're from the church. Is there anything we could pray for? And so I just said, I've just been told I've got cancer. And they prayed for me. And I wept and I just walked home. And smile at everyone you meet, because you don't know what burdens they're carrying that day. I love that. Here's another person who knows something about kindness. Anybody who that is? Who? Billy Graham. For those who don't know, the greatest evangelist, really, in the modern idiom. More people have heard about Jesus through. He's dead now. He died in February this year, an American evangelist. Billy Graham said this. Kindness is the future for reaching people. It's a bridge to Christ. Kindness is the future for reaching people. It's a bridge to Christ. You see, I could preach every night in this church. But actually, the people who need to hear the message are out there. You know, I love preaching. I love speaking about God. But actually, the aim is more people hear about the good news and the goodness of God through our actions, not in church, but outside of church. And when I got this stuff many years ago, I decided I would try and do this. That's my wife. I do this all the time, slightly embarrassingly. Every checkout person, I speak to them. The most boring job. Anybody ever done checkout and kind of, yeah. It's not the most exciting of jobs, is it? No. Because you are ignored completely. That's a terrible noise for a checkout, that one, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's obviously the co-op. Waitrose goes, bing. Anyway, never mind. So people ignore you. And so I decided, when you ask Richard, it goes through and bing, whatever it is. It's going through and I'll use one of my opening lines is, do you have a long shift? Have you got long to go? And people doing boring jobs love to just talk to someone. And generally, they'll come back and just say, yeah, 6:30. All right, or 9:00. Whoa, no, my response is always, 9:00, what time do you start? Well, I started at 12:30. Oh, right, okay. What about tomorrow? Have you got any time off this week? Yeah, my day's off, so. Oh, right. So, and have you been doing this very long? Have a little conversation, because you don't need a lot of brain power to go, boop, boop. They're just pushing it through like that. So they can talk to you while scanning your frozen peas, boop, or whatever it is, or broccoli, or asparagus, or kippers, or whatever it is you're having. And so a little conversation ensues, and there's a smile. We were at a place yesterday, and I did the same thing with this young woman on the till. And I said, well, can I just say, thank you for your service. You guys, we've been looking at you in the queue. You guys work so hard. Really appreciate your service. Her face beamed. And she said to me, thank you so much for saying that. It cost me nothing. Nothing. Kindness is the future for reaching people. It's a bridge to Christ. Not standing on the moor going, sinner! You're a sinner, you're gonna burn. Oh, bog off. You know what I mean? Kindness. Have a coffee. Tell me about your life. Tell me about your job or lack of job. And you know, there's someone who can help you in your life. It's God. He's Jesus. Let me tell you about him. So being kind, it's not just a nice thing. It's a holy thing, a divine thing. The Bible says it's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 says this, the fruit of the Spirit, kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Romans chapter 2 verse 4 says this, that kindness leads to repentance. In other words, when people receive kindness, repentance means turn to God. They turn to God. I became a Christian because a guy I worked with was kind to me, showed me what to do when I didn't know. Generally, my life, it sounds like my generally my life, I don't know what I'm doing. This is very true. And this guy was kind to me, and I was interested in why he did that. And he did that because he was a Christian. And I was interested, and I became, the rest is history, I became a Christian. Kindness leads to repentance. There's a wonderful verse in Titus chapter 3, which says this. Look it up sometime. It says this. For when the goodness and kindness of our Savior God appeared, Jesus, we were saved. When the goodness and kindness of our Savior God Jesus appeared, we were saved. So it's not just, I'll be nice and be kind. Every time you take a donut into work, smile at someone on a checkout, have a little conversation, God turns up and begins to break in. So, I think, as we finish, this is STC Sheffield, and our vision this year is this, join us in building community. And so if you're a student, we're going to get the band out in a moment, finish with the final song. Students often come looking around and people join us to see. They go on a kind of church hopping thing to look around. By all means, do that, but don't do too much hopping because you will damage your ankles. When you find somewhere and others go, oh, let's try some more churches. So, no, this is mine. This is where I'm going to stay. This is the place I'm going to make my home. This is the place where I'm going to build community. And I'm going to be part of something here. I hope it's here. If it's not, we'll find another one for you. But don't spend, if you're a student, don't spend a whole year going around churches. You'll become a consumer of churches. Find one like a good cafe or a good restaurant. Should we try the one down there? No, I like this one. I love the cappuccino and the cake here. Why go somewhere else? This is the place. Find somewhere and make your home there. Build community with us here. And it wouldn't be wonderful if we could be known as the Kindness Church in the next 12 months. What happens at that church at SDC? I don't really know what they're doing up there. Bit of arms in the air waving and singing's a bit loud. But you know what? They are such kind people. They are such kind people. Can I get the band on the platform? You're going to pray and sing a great song. Cornerstone. Christ alone, our cornerstone. So, I'd love you to stand. I'm going to pray for you. Let's stand, shall we? Now, I'm going to ask you to resolve